Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It is every Monday. Welcome, Jordana and Paul. David at the helm, thank you for joining us. Even if you wanted to roll over and pull the covers up this morning when you saw the grayness outside, it is a good day to be alive. And Paul, we know that there are great, great problems in the world, but yeah, we are empathizing with people who just cannot get to spring today.
I feel somehow personally responsible.
I'm sorry.
If enough people say you're to blame, you start to believe it after a while. I'm as disgusted, embarrassed, humiliated, forlorn as everybody else this spring. We should be, the average high now is 57, 58 degrees. Lawns should be greening up right now. I took the dog out for a walk, a quick walk today, and I did notice some daffodils coming up. Just some little green sprouts. It's like they're thinking about it. It's like they rear their head and then they go, nah, maybe not. Maybe not.
I see you. Mm-hmm.
So,
I know. I wish we could coax them out because we could use some color. I think if it wasn't so gray, people might feel better. But it's, you know, Minnesota in spring. And we are going to be talking about this later throughout the show, because in just a moment, or the next segment, we're going to talk with Dr. Lori Watson. She usually talks to us about sex. So we love talking to her about that, but we're also going to talk about staying positive and some coping skills, having to deal with this extended winter, as it would be. And then the conversation is turning for spring sports. The Minnesota High School League is requesting that golf be considered a fall sport because they're missing so many games. And Paul, tonight, my son's third baseball game, and also one of the ultimate frisbee, either the game or the practice, was canceled tonight. He goes, Mom, I feel like I'm never going to play baseball because it's the third game in a row. They haven't played a game yet. You know, the season just begun and they have not played yet.
Yeah. And some people say, hey, just get over it. And I the voice of my late mother is in my ear saying, hey, don't complain about the things you can't change. And yet,
true.
We've been quarantined, some of us, for the better part of 2 years, and now we're being quarantined by the weather, and it's a multi-level crap sandwich between the virus and then Ukraine, and now it's sort of the icing on this unpleasant cake, the fact that we just can't seem to lock in spring. It's not sticky. We get flashes of warmth and then nothing, and I'm curious, what kind of coping skills our listeners might have or not have? How are you getting through this this weird spring, this March-like April?
How are you?
Boy, family helps, being around family, seeing my kids helps, but it's still annoying. The sun is out, that helps, even if it's in the 40s. So taking advantage of the sunshine, going for longer walks, And look, if you tell yourself you're miserable, you will be miserable. And so if you just keep saying, but we keep pushing gratification down the road. And I know DJ thinks we're a state of big babies.
Or he does. At least
we're being babies about this. Right, DJ?
Right? You, big girl panty time.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of things to complain about in the world, and the weather doesn't need to be one. You weren't going to go outside anyway today, Paul. So it's still
for a boat ride.
69
and
in your
drowned.
House, no matter what.
I nearly drowned.
You'll be able
the water's
to go
cold,
on your boat ride
way.
Next weekend, and life goes on. You know, there's big problems. There's real problems in the world. We don't need to just cry in our soup. And if it was December and we had a day like this, we would all be giddy about the snow. So just pretend it's December for two more days, and then in 6 weeks we're going to be complaining about it. It's too hot. So
no, never
suck it up. Get over.
See, that's a good coping skill though. When DJ says, it's perspective, because if it were December, we'd all be doing a dance. So that's what I use. You know, I have much larger problems these days, health-wise, and I think to myself every day, thank God it's another day that I can feel good, another day that I can get outside. You know, it's not so oppressive that I can't be outside. And also, this too shall pass. You know, this is a temporary problem, that we know there is an end to this. So keeping that in mind for me, and, you know, I guess maybe my mind is occupied with other things these days, but knowing that it's temporary is super helpful. And almost a week, I mean, a week, Paul, right? You said it's going to be gorge on Saturday.
Yeah, again, a quick shot of spring. I think it's just the bargain that we make as Minnesotans is that we put up with the winters. People like DJ embrace the winters, and I get
that. Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. More power to you. But that's the bargain, is that, you know, summers are amazing. And I think some people feel cheated and are concerned that this stunted spring might lead to, you know, a less than optimal summer, a cool, rainy, wet summer. And there's no evidence of that. But anyway, we need therapy. We need group therapy. Lori Watson is a professional PhD therapist, and she's going to get us through these tough times when we come back next.
So we talked about coping skills. Yeah, it's a gray day. Yeah, this has gone on a little too long because it's April 18th. And we are, even in Minnesota, friends, we are used to a little relief by now, a little sunshine, a couple of tulips, you know, something. We're used to that.
Anything.
So I understand that folks are frustrated. You know, my son is frustrated. Like I said, his third baseball game got canceled for tonight. His ultimate frisbee practice got canceled. It's my youngest is frustrated that she still has to get bundled up to walk the dog. I get it. These are not first world problems, but these are minimal problems compared to what somebody else might be facing. Yet, they're real. And if you woke up feeling blue or glum or bad, we get it. So we're here to do a little group therapy with you. Our own Dr. Lori Watson, fully licensed sex therapist, but also fully licensed psychotherapist, is joining us once again on the air. Lori, I'm so happy to have you back.
Hey, Lori.
Thank you. I'm hoping to bring some sunshine.
And we appreciate that. Now, I know you're on a coast, so you might feel a little more sunny, and hopefully the weather is better for you. But this seasonal affective disorder that should have ended a month ago is still hanging on. What do you recommend to people? Because this is something we can't control.
Absolutely. There are so many things right now that we can't control, right? It's bad weather, bad news. We might be having just a bad day, and it's tough. When the skies are gray and we continue to kind of feel that overall gloom, we got to figure something out. So I think the first thing I want people to do is, you know, focus on maybe the personal positives. Like if your world is falling apart and things you can't control are going on, what about the things that are in your control? Like, you know, have you accomplished anything today? Sometimes just getting out of bed and getting dressed, that's an accomplishment. Or do you have people in your life that you're taking care of or that you love? I mean, I think sometimes when we can't control what's outside of us, keeping that focus close to home is really a way to inspire some hope.
Fair.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. I think the weather is just the last straw up here for a lot of folks between COVID and what's happening in Ukraine and just a general sense of malaise. I mean, you know, there isn't much good news. At least the good news doesn't get the publicity that the bad news does right now. And so, yeah, I mean, case in point with our weather, my wife was out gardening in the snow. She just said, screw it, I'm going out. I don't care. Flurries or no flurries, I'm gardening. And she was clipping the tops off our hydrangeas. And I'm like, okay. And, you know, yesterday, Easter egg hunts, my two-year-old grandson running around in boots and heavy gloves and you know, making the best of it. He wasn't complaining. He doesn't know any better yet. But when it comes to coping skills, you said something interesting that it's okay to feel the pain, right? I mean, you have to feel it first before you can get over it.
Yeah, I mean, we often kind of chafe at bad feelings and at gloom, and that makes sense. We don't want to necessarily give in and be depressed, but actually, if you will just sit, you know, maybe 5 minutes, take a moment of stillness, and go ahead and feel the feelings, all of them. Just let them come and let them pass through your body. Feelings change, and they pass through us, and it's really a way to kind of manage the stress instead of that fight response where we're just struggling. It's like, okay, I'm just going to be in it. I'm going to feel bad for a little bit. And the cool thing about it is really, you know, our gloomy, depressed, anxious feelings, all of those don't last forever. It's like a wave. I grew up on the coast of California, and we would, you know, the swell would come and you would go up, and then eventually you would come down and your feet would hit the sand and you were kind of standing again. And that's what we need to do with feelings, is we need to ride them, and then we'll come on to relatively solid ground again.
I love that metaphor.
Mental image. Yeah.
Yeah. Works. Isn't that great, Paul? That's that was a great metaphor. I mean, and of course we can use that for all things in our life and any bad moment that we're having. And the world is a challenging place these days. You know, I know so many people feel overwhelmed and helpless about the war in Ukraine.
Yes.
You know, people are having health challenges all over the place. People are having challenges with their kids. Kids are super stressed out about getting into college and going, you know, this is the time of year when they have to all make decisions about that. So there is, there's just a lot of things to be concerned about. Yet, sometimes I feel, Lori, the focusing on the bigger ones helps alleviate the littler ones. As I said to Paul today, like, it's gloomy out, but we're still here another day. We're, you know what I mean? We're not in danger like we are in the Ukraine. It was about perspective, David said.
Right. You know, and I think it is overwhelming to think about what's going on in the Ukraine. And I have a girlfriend here, and I'm just suggesting, you know, be the change that the world needs in your small corner of the world. And my girlfriend had knowledge of a Ukrainian refugee family who made it all the way to Raleigh, where I am. And she figured out in one day how to completely furnish their apartment, clothe them, fill their kitchen with dishes and silverware, you know, down to the napkins. And then she had people sending her gift cards for them to Target and for groceries, for everything they might need.
That.
And I think it made all of us feel like we were doing something, because we feel so helpless when there's these terrible things happening. So definitely take some action that is in your corner of the world that you can do, or send resources to the organizations in the Ukraine that are helping people.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking with Dr. Lori Watson, and we sure appreciate her perspective today. Some of it is common sense, making sure you're getting enough sleep, although I know a lot of people who are not sleeping well for a long list of good reasons. No news at bedtime, eat healthy, exercise to get the stress out. And you also said, now's the time to connect, right? And with the COVID restrictions, you know, easing, it's never been a better time to reach out to friends, to loved ones. That should be everybody's coping skill right now, right?
Absolutely. The science says that co-regulation is faster than self-regulation. That means that when we're together with somebody that we love or care about, we can get settled and comforted much faster than we can do it on our own. So, you know, call your loved ones, hug your partner, kiss your child, go to the places of worship wherever you do that. You know, just go play a game of indoor hoops with somebody or the knitting circle or, you know, share a meal. You know, do something, but reach out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Because we're all in this together. Don't be alone in it.
Well said.
I love that. Very, very useful information as always. Lori Watson, her podcast is 4Play Radio. We love hearing your voice again. Stay well, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys too. Take care.
Thanks, Lori.
When we get back, speaking of big world problems, our friend Joe Lindsley in Lviv, we know that there was a strike in Lviv. People were dead in his town. We want to check back in with him and make sure he's okay and get an update from Lviv next. We're back and we have him. Joe Lindsley is joining us now from a bunker in Lviv, Ukraine. And you can see him on Facebook, the WCCO Facebook, the WCCO
Twitter, and also hear him live on the radio. Joe, thank God you're here. We were so worried when we heard about the airstrike.
Well, and we just finished moments ago. The air alarm just finished, so everything is all clear. But today there was obviously a heightened sense of alert throughout the city. We had a few weeks of calm. And at 8:30 this morning, it seemed that the Russians were targeting a central junction near the Lviv railway station. This is where the supplies have been coming in, where refugees have been exiting, where foreign soldiers have been coming in. It's a very crucial strategic point. And it seems that Ukrainian air defense did protect that point, but the Russians hit a building nearby, killing at least 7 civilians and injuring probably many more people, but several children at least were injured today. This is the first time civilians in Lviv have been hit.
Joe, what? Obviously, you're out and about. What precautions are you taking? What precautions are everyday Ukrainians taking to stay as safe as possible with the possibility of missiles raining down?
Well, I mean, it's a human nature, I guess, and you get used to things. And even people and my friends in Kharkiv, which has been pounded since moment one of the war, they still walk their dogs and go outside, sometimes even during the air alarm. There was a video, maybe you saw it, of a woman carrying groceries, and there was through the CCTV, you could see that a missile hit on the block she was on, and she was somehow survived it. And so people do get used to it. I think in Lviv today, the city was much quieter. The attacks this morning had people on alert. And today, right before this, I joined you all, I was in my normal office, which is upstairs, but we were getting messages from, you know, well-placed sources saying, get to security now, about 10 minutes before this call. And then about 10 minutes later, the alarm went off. So you know, today in Lviv, people are on high alerts because it's something new for the city. But the thing to remember is that it's a game of surprise. And so and tonight, the entire country of Ukraine was under air raid threat. It does seem that the Russians are at least trying to make people think they're preparing a new offensive, an offensive on Odessa. The city of Mariupol continues to suffer immensely. We live in a time of absolute uncertainty. We do know that there are strong air defenses here. And, you know, I went on Friday. I left Lviv for the first time since the war started. Through our newsroom, Ukrainian Freedom News, and our website, LvivLab.com, we've been raising money to fund small batches for soldiers going to the front who are not getting what they need. They're not getting shoes and helmets. And I wanted to go on one of these supply runs. So I went with one of our colleagues here, and I left the city. And the beautiful Ukrainian countryside I knew from before the war, it still is beautiful, and the castles and the hills and mountains, but there are barricades everywhere. And they're ready for, you know, they prepared themselves for a land invasion. And it's such a startling thing for me to see. We were able to deliver the supplies with no problem, but it's a reminder that this, you know, the reality for every single person in this country is something, you know, deeply terrible every moment.
Joe, how are you still able to get supplies? Are you running low? And then I want to ask about the morale, because things have changed a little bit with Mariupol looking dismal, this now attack on Lviv. So talk to us about supplies and then your psyche.
Well, in the supplies, we see, you know, there is a global outpouring of support, but, you know, a lot of it goes to gigantic charities and nonprofits. And we've seen that it doesn't reach, they don't, maybe this is one of the many lessons we learned in this war. It doesn't reach the people on the ground. Ukrainian democracy is very, as you say, it's very horizontal. Ukrainians have networks and they communicate information very rapidly. So here in our office, through all of our contacts and colleagues, and I've been here for 2 years, every day we hear of needs of guys going to fight who are ill-equipped. They don't even have appropriate shoes for combat. And so somewhere there's a disconnect between the global support. And that's one, we've made that one of our missions, sort of as activist journalists here, is to get these, you know, from my contacts in America, to get people to support us. We have people who can bring supplies from anywhere in Europe. And that's why Lviv is important. It's the strategic heart. You know, it's a way that the things that Ukrainians need, whether it's weapons, which and those are arriving from Europe and from the U.S., or helmets, food, socks, and shoes for soldiers, most of that comes through here. And that's why today's attack is something that people have feared for a while. Ukraine did a good job of defending. And so the air defense is a reason for people to be optimistic. But today, I would say the mood was the most similar it's been to the first day of the war, which was like a punch to the gut. But the morale is no one's thinking of giving up. And people are very proud of the regiment in Mariupol that is standing up for that city. It's terrible to consider, but there's no one I know who is weakened in their resolve. In fact, as worse as it gets, the resolve strengthens. And that's one thing that I've seen. It's a normal thing for conversations with friends here. You people do talk about, you know, hey, my emotions are not good today. And everyone helps each other. And so people are very open about those conversations.
Joe, tell us, remind us the best place from your vantage point. Where can people donate? To make sure that their money is going as far as it can go and helping the people of Ukraine today?
Well, I mean, I would say we only take small batch donations. We don't want enormous ones. And so if you go to our website, thedevlab.com, we have a Telegram channel, Ukrainian Freedom Supply. And every morning since last week, we are posting about 10 different categories of things we need, like 10 helmets, 4 walkie-talkies, very simple and direct. And people can donate money if they go to thebeeplab.com, buy a Bitcoin or PayPal. And what we really like is when someone says, I want to buy the shoes, or I want, you know, to buy something specific. And then we will take pictures of those things being delivered. And so there's a personal connection. So people can really feel, you know, that they are part of this, because they are. And the soldier, you know, wearing those boots in combat instead of bad sneakers, it's going to make a difference for him. Or having the right red, white light flashlight. So the Russians can't see you. These things make it people to really see that impact.
Joe, it's LavivLab.com. Our listeners are always asking how they can help, and what a beautiful thing you're doing. So we want them to help. LavivLab.com. Thank God you're safe. We're going to check back in with you a little bit later this week, but keep us posted on what you need, and we'll keep checking the Telegraph channel.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, great. Thank you. And talk to you soon.
Yes, let's talk to you. Great.
Thank you.
I'm in this commercial break. I'm going to go on and see what they need because we need to help them.
I agree.
All right. We'll be right back.
Paul and Jordana and DJ, it's Monday. It's the 18th day of February? What is it? No, it's not. That's fake
I
news.
Know,
it can't
I
be
know.
April the 18th. All right. One forecast I'm going to get right. The extended outlook calls for road construction and Maxi grumbling about all the various projects out there. But, you know, the roads don't heal themselves. Somebody has to go to work and fix our highways. And apparently there's quite a priority list. Mark Fry from the WCCO Newsroom joining us as he does several times every week. Mark, welcome back.
Paul and Jordana, great to be with you. And I think it's only fitting on tax day that we talk road construction. I mean, they just go hand in hand, so why not talk both?
They do. And what's at the top of the list? What's getting the most attention right now?
So there's this construction project MnDOT's doing on I-94 and I-35E right in downtown St. Paul. So anyone looking to go to a Saints game or a Wild playoff game this summer, they're going to be greeted with road construction crews started closing lanes today in both directions on I-94 between Marion Street and I-35E. That's right as you enter downtown. They're going to start shutting down ramps tomorrow, primary ramps into downtown St. Paul. So, Paul and Jordana, a lot of, I think, worry out there for motorists who are thinking they're going to get stranded in traffic just because we've seen the traffic increase. I'm sure you both have noticed that out and about, that people are out driving in full force now.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Any advice? How long is this going to last? Any advice for commuters? And maybe things will be easy because people are commuting less.
Yeah,
right. And so the first phase of this, it's the final year of this project for this stretch near St. Paul. So the first phase goes through mid-May or through mid-summer. Then they'll finish it up in the fall. So I think right now for everybody, it's just be patient and keep your eyes on the road. I drove up from Iowa yesterday, and I couldn't tell you how many people I saw texting and driving. That just drives me nuts. And I'm sure, you know, everyone sees it every day. So just be patient and keep your eyes on the road, I think, is the biggest thing this summer if you're headed out and about.
Is it impolite to honk the horn if somebody right next to you is texting while driving? I don't know. I've done that a few times.
I was actually on the phone with the state patrol a couple of weeks ago who said if you see somebody driving, you know, dangerously, call 911. And I think a lot of people hesitate to call 911 because they don't want to waste people's time. But I was told by the Minnesota State Patrol, you know, that's what they're there for. So go ahead and dial.
Just unbelievable. Make a citizen's arrest? No, that's probably a bad idea.
Right.
Mark Fry, thank you so much. We appreciate the time, and I guess happy traveling. You're traveling around as a reporter, so we hope this construction season isn't too hard for you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah. I remember that, being a reporter. It was always, I mean, you had to count that in. You're in a rush to get to a story, and traffic just does not cooperate when you need to get to a story sometimes. So they do a great job even during construction season. Should golf be a fall sport? When you look outside and you think about the weather right now, you think maybe it's not such a bad idea because our falls seem to be terrific and our springs, you know, not so much.
Yeah, there's an argument to be made, and actually there's a weather argument, a weather angle to that as well. So I feel bad for all the kids and parents who are sort of on perpetual hold by this stunted spring, the reluctant spring of 22. But, you know, maybe you can turn a negative into a positive. We'll look into that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.